Hi, may I speak to Maritza?
This is she.
Hello, my name is Brandon. I'm calling off a recorded line in regards to a lawsuit against Depo Provera. Have you already spoken to any attorneys regarding this?
No.
Okay, and at the moment, we are taking claims in for those that were diagnosed with a brain tumor or meningioma after using Depo Provera. Was this something you had to deal with?
Not a brain tumor, but the mesiona, yeah.
The meningioma. I'm sorry to hear that. How long did you take Depo-Provera for?
My son is 36 for about 6 years.
6 years. Okay, I see. And now, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit?
Sure. What is
Okay.
it do I need to do?
Well, mainly, you were diagnosed with a meningioma, correct?
Yes.
So that is a type of brain tumor.
Well, when you say brain tumor, I'm thinking surgery and all that
Oh,
stuff.
I see. Well, what I mean is a tumor on the outside of the brain, so the skin that surrounds it,
Right.
and that presses up against your brain as it grows. So did you have any type of surgery regarding it, or is it still something you're dealing with?
It's something that I'm still dealing with.
You are. I
And they
see.
watch over it. They just watch it.
I see. So they're just monitoring it to make sure that it doesn't get any bigger for the most
Yes.
part. And what type of symptoms are you dealing with at the moment?
Migraines, a lot of pain in the back of, I call it the nookie, but it's not called a nookie. In the back of the brain where you have the arch to your neck.
Right above the top of the spine, right?
Yes.
Okay, I see. Got it. And so you have these every day, or is it less
Every day.
common? I see.
Every day. I was taking migraine medication, but they changed it so often that it started messing up my stomach and with the lining of my stomach. So I stopped taking it. And when it gets to the point that I can't, it's too severe, I just don't go to work. My job, I've been with them for 12 years, so they already know that I get migraines.
Right. So you had have had to lose work because of it at certain points.
Yes.
I see. I'm sorry to hear. Okay. And have you ever spoken to any attorneys regarding this?
No.
Okay. And just to confirm, have you ever signed any documents with any other law firms against Depo Provera?
No.
So when did you first learn of a connection between the two?
I've just been seeing a lot of advertising, and it just made me like search a little more, and I'm like, wow, nobody ever told me. Like when I was getting it, it was a source of prevention for pregnancy, but I was so young that I never put the two and two together.
Right. I see it. And they don't make it very obvious that there could be side effects in the long run after taking it. The main reason why the lawsuit exists at the moment is because the manufacturer failed to properly disclose the drug's serious side effects. So, if you were to start taking the shot right now in 2024, they'd give you 2 years maximum before they cut you off of the shot so that you don't get health effects. That
Well,
being
the
said, they
only
never
thing
take
that
it
they told
past.
me, and I remember clearly that they said it would mess with the density of my bone.
Right. That as well, bone density. And did you ever experience that?
No.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. I'm glad to hear that you didn't. Okay, so it was you yourself who was taking the Depo Provera, and how recently did you stop, if you did stop?
No, I never stopped. After like it was between my son and my daughter, and then after that I stopped when I was gonna get trying to get pregnant with my second child, and they said it will take a little longer because I was taking it for so many years that
Right.
I had to wait for it to get out of my system completely.
I see. I see. So you had to work it off basically, and then that's when they allowed you to get back onto it.
Right.
Okay. And are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay.
I was
And
born in New York.
oh, New York. I was as well, actually, New Jersey. But were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
No, that was years later.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you got diagnosed with the meningioma before You started
No,
taking
no, no.
Depo?
No, no, no. After depots, years later, when I stopped.
I see what you mean. Okay, got it. And when were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
It was in New York too, because now I'm in Virginia. Gosh, I don't know exactly. I came to Virginia in 2000. It must have been like in 97.
In 97, that was when you were first diagnosed. Okay, got it. And when did you first take your first shot of Depo? I know it might be a while back, but just an approximate year.
Yeah. So my son's 35, and I took it after I gave birth to him. He was born in 1988. So once I gave birth to him, that's when I got on the depot.
I
Because I
see.
tried birth controls prior, and again, I don't know what is it with my stomach. I just couldn't. I don't do good with medications.
In general.
So in general, yeah, Tylenol, even ibuprofen. But the doctor recommended the depot shot. And because it's not, I think it was every 3 months, if I'm not mistaken. And I, you know, we tried it and it worked out. One of the side effects, I think he said you lose your hair. You can, you
Yeah.
know, thin out your hair, gain excess weight. But I didn't have no side effects, so I continued to get the shots.
I see. Okay, so what it sounds like is that you were diagnosed with the meningioma in 1997. You had your child in 1998, correct?
88.
In 1988.
Yeah, 88.
I see. And so you started taking Depo shortly after you had your child.
Exactly.
Okay, so 1988. So we'll
So it
probably say the
was,
beginning of the 90s.
yeah.
And you kept on taking it up until.
Until my daughter's about to be 34, and she was 1990, 92 and 94. She's about to be 34 now. Until that point. And then I stopped it.
Okay, so it's sounds like let me see. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get the right dates here
Yeah.
just to make
It
sure that you can
I was on it
qualify.
for a good 5 years or something like that, because I'm trying to do the let me do my calculation. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
So I had my son Jeremiah in 1988. So he's 36, and then I had Naomi. So after Naomi, my second child, I was still after that. I was back on the depot because I remember I couldn't use the pills, and the depot was one of the things that worked for me.
Right, I see. Okay, so if you started to use it around 1990 and used it for about 5 years, you used it up until 95 or 96.
About that, yeah.
Okay, and then you were diagnosed in 97.
97 or 98. It probably more closer to 98.
Closer to 98. Okay, I'll put down 90. Eight for the time being, and I'd have to assume that you do have medical records, most likely with your hospital.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, so if it was around 98 that you were diagnosed, did you stop about a year or two before your diagnosis? You said about 2 years, right?
About, yeah, 2 years.
Okay, so 1996 then. So 90 to 96.
93.
Does that sound about right?
34. I'm trying to add, I'm trying to calculate my children's ages so I can get the
Oh,
dates.
yeah, I see what you mean.
So, yeah, about 90. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, got it. And what's your date of birth?
2/11/69.
2/11/1969. Okay, got it. And do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo Provera?
No.
Got it. Okay, so now when it comes to the actual injectable contraceptive, I do want to make sure the name is correct here. You were using the name brand Depo Provera, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you used it for at least a year minimum, and it seems like almost 6 years that you did use it for. Would you get four injections per year?
Yeah, that sounds right because it's every 3 months. I remember going in every 3 months for my shots.
Right. I see. Okay, so it would be about 4 per year, right?
Yeah, 3, 6, 9. Yeah, 4 shots a year.
All right. And now you started in the 90s. It did go through. We take claims for after 1992, but you used it up until 96 technically, so that does work out there. Okay, got it. And you did get diagnosed with this meningioma. Now, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And what's your current marital status?
I've been divorced for 30 years.
Oh,
So
30 years
single.
now.
I'm not sure if it's going to be single or divorced.
Well, you have been married once before, so yes,
Yes.
technically divorced.
Okay.
And your name is Maritza, correct?
First name is Maritza, last name is Gabriel.
Gabriel with a G.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a middle name?
No.
Okay. And do you have a suffix for your name?
No.
Okay. Now, Maritza spelled Maritza.
Yes.
All right. Got it. And what are the last four of your social?
0502.
02. Okay. Got it. Now, for your primary contact information, what I have down for your email at least is missmariegabriel@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And I'm just going to spell it out to make sure. MSMARIGABRIEL.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. And the number I have down is 571-268-0643.
Correct.
Okay. Is this your mobile phone?
Yes.
Okay, and would you prefer to be called, texted, or emailed?
It doesn't really matter. I check all three
Okay,
continuously.
I'll go ahead and put down email just so you can have it a bit more organized. I know sometimes calls and texts can get
Okay.
flooded. And what's the best time of day for you? Do you usually work in the mornings or?
I'm home today, but it's usually better at any time after 4.
Anytime after 4. Okay, got it. I'll go ahead and put evenings down then. And what's your current address?
13414 Carrageen, Carrageen Drive. Manassas is MAN as in Nancy, A. S as in Sam, S as in Sam, A, S as in Sam, Virginia, 20112.
And that's Prince William County, right?
Yes.
20112.
Yes.
Okay. And this is a house?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. And going back to your diagnosis, do you by any chance remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
That was
I
in
wouldn't
New York.
expect you to. Do you have a current primary?
Yes.
Okay. What's their name?
Dr. Barnacelli.
Barnacelli.
Yeah.
How do you spell that? Sorry.
Bornacelli.
Borncelli? Is that kind
Bornacelli.
of how it's said?
Yeah,
I see.
Bornacelli.
I see. So Borncelly.
Yes.
Okay. And do you by any chance know the first name?
No, I've always called them Bornacelli. I
That's
don't
okay. Yeah, I usually know my doctor by the last name as well. What's the current hospital that you would go to for your primary?
know. It's an Inova Center.
Inova
Inova, Inova.
Center,
Yeah.
Virginia. Is that also in Prince William County?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second here. I just want to see if I can pull up the address. I have a Inova Prince William County Health Center.
Yes.
That's the one. Okay. Got it. And give me 1 second here. Do you happen to have a phone number for your primary doctor? It's okay if you don't. I'll just put down the hospital's number.
Me see. Hold on.
No problem.
I have to check my contacts. The number is 703-494-6111.
Got it. Okay. And this question is required. I know it's random, but have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
I had, well, that was when I got here to Virginia and they removed my ovarian.
Oh, really?
So I had fibroids and they said it was cancerous and they were going to freeze them. But then I have a history of cancer in my family.
Right.
So I didn't want to take the chance because by then I already had 3 kids. So I just told them to do a hysterectomy.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry that happened. That actually is somewhat similar to other cases I've heard from Depo Provera as well. So that's very interesting. But I'm sorry to hear that that happened. But they never diagnosed it as cancer, but you didn't want to take that chance.
Right. They said the fibroids may be cancerous, and they wanted to do more extended treatment to see. But I was just like, no, let's just – I don't want to play with cancer.
Yeah.
Let's just take it out because I'm done with kids, and I don't really need it. So I don't need the
right.
The uterus. So.
Definitely makes sense. Okay, got it. And going back to I don't expect you to know this either, but you were diagnosed with a meningioma. Was it the same doctor that diagnosed you that treated you?
Because I was in New York with that. And then here I was in Virginia and they did the hysterectomy.
I see. Okay. And in terms of the meningioma itself, for the treatment, do you remember the doctor's name that actually did the surgery?
No.
That's okay. I'll just go ahead and put your primary down. The reason I asked for your primary is... Oh, sorry.
I didn't get surgery in New York.
I don't mean in New York, but just in general. Whoever treated you.
Oh, no. I don't think he's at practice anymore because he was an elderly man.
Oh, I see. Okay. The reason I asked for the primary is because they would have all of that information regardless. Okay. And did you ever take any types of medications afterwards?
No.
Okay, got it. Give me 1 second here. I appreciate your patience, by the way. I know it's a lot of different questions to have to answer, but we are almost done here. My last question for you would be if you still have medical records for yourself.
From back then, no.
That's okay. Got it. I'll go ahead and mark that down.
Do people hold on to medical records that long?
Well, some people do. You'd be surprised. Like even just a common receipt, some people will keep for years. It's completely okay if you don't, because the hospitals should have all of that information for you regardless. Okay. Got it. And my last question actually is just to make sure if you have an emergency contact that you would want to put down. So if we're unable to contact you in any way, if there's anyone you trust for us to actually call regarding the case.
No, I don't have family here. I mean, my kids are in the military and I'm in Virginia.
Oh, I see. Okay. Got it. I'll mark that off here then. All right. Awesome. So now when it comes to the medical records, I assume that you did have them at a certain point. If you were to call your primary doctor, would you be able to ask for them?
He's not going to know this doctor here because that happened in New York. And that hospital that it happened in is no longer there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It got flooded with a storm years ago, so I don't know where those records would be.
Okay.
Because it was done in Long Beach Medical Center in
New
York.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Okay. Well, give me 1 second. I'm just going to go ahead and ask one of my supervisors to see if there's any possible way that we can move forward without the medical records. I know that we would be able to pull them at a certain degree, but give me 1 second here, okay?
Okay. Hello.
Hello, I'm still here with you. I'm sorry about
Okay.
that. Just confirming here that we can proceed without the medical records being present. Some law firms will have different criteria, and so the one that we work with does require you to have your medical records on hand, but I'm just double checking with them to see if we can pass it through without needing those medical records immediately, at
Okay.
least.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for your patience, though. It should only be a couple more minutes here.
Okay.
Okay, so it looks like they're gonna review it just to start off with here. So I'll keep you updated through text on whether or not we can actually take the claim through. But it does seem like we could possibly get it through for the most part. Give me one second here.
Okay.
Okay, hello. Are you still with me here? I'm so sorry about the long wait. Okay, so basically what I was told is that we can continue if you are able to call your primary, and you don't have to do this now, just do it on your own time whenever. But if you can call your primary and check to see if those medical records exist, usually your primary doctor is able to look at your history medically. So they would be able to look back in time at around that point, no matter what hospital it was, whether or not that hospital still exists. Those medical records should still exist, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
So is that something that you can do?
I mean,
At a,
I can try.
yeah, at a certain
Yeah.
point, not now
Yeah.
or today, but
Okay.
just in general. But if that is the case, that you can at least try and ask for your doctor for them. If you did obtain them, would you prefer to email them or mail them?
It doesn't matter. I can
Okay.
email them.
Okay, got it. So that was all the questions I actually had for you. I'm sorry about the long wait again, but I'm going to go
Okay.
ahead and send you some documents over to your email as well as your text. So these are the basically the documents that let us pull those medical records as well as get the claim through to the attorney. So
Okay.
the attorney should give you a call after these are signed within the next, I would say, 24 to 48 hours. And after they confirm all the information we went over, you're pretty much all set.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, of course. And just give me a look here, see if you actually have those documents in your email or text.
I'm sorry.
If you could give me a double check just to make sure that those documents actually got sent over to your email.
Where is it coming from?
So that should be coming from Brandon Sharp. That's my full name. And it should be through to your text as well as your email. Might take a second.
Okay, I don't see anything.
Okay, let me just double check to make sure I have this correct here. I believe it is
Well, I
correct.
got the text.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, go ahead and open that up for me. And so, those are the documents that you'll have there. Once you open it up, there'll be a yellow box for a signature as well as an initial. And after those are signed, you'll get the call from the attorney in the next couple of days here.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so
Thank
guide me.
you.
Yeah, of course. Well, go ahead and sign those documents and let me know if there's any problems or if you have any questions on the documents themselves.
No, I find them already. I just have to initial.
Okay.
Okay. I'll be sending them over.
Oh, of course. I'll go ahead and send you a text over then so that you have my information. And I'll also send you a text with the law firm's information here so you can go ahead and research them or give them a call if you'd like to. But yeah, that's everything on our end. So I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Of course, I wish you the best.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye bye.